Title: FTC proposes enforcement policy statement regarding personalized pricing. Content: On August 19, 2026, the Federal Trade Commission announced that it is seeking public comment on a proposed enforcement policy statement regarding personalized pricing. The practice of using consumers' personal data, such as inferred income, household size and composition, etc. 1. To tailor prices offered to consumers. The statement adds to the calls by federal and state legislators, regulators, and enforcers to increase scrutiny of, and, in some cases, limit or ban outright, businesses' use of personalized, dynamic, and surveillance pricing. 2. Companies, especially retailers and businesses supplying everyday necessities, like food, housing, transportation, healthcare, should pay particularly close attention to developments in this area and weigh emerging risks in adopting and deploying pricing or revenue management tools and policies. Summary of the statement and key takeaways: the statement focuses predominantly on how inadequate disclosures related to personalized pricing can constitute a deceptive or unfair practice under Section 5. Specifically, the statement outlines three primary forms of conduct that potentially violate Section 5. 1. The failure to conspicuously disclose not just that a price is personalized, but also the basis for that personalization and the types of data on which the personalization is based. 2. Misleading consumers by stating that a price is a special price while omitting that the displayed price is actually higher than it would otherwise be because it was set by relying on data such as the customer's inferred willingness to pay. And 3. Collecting, using, or disclosing personal data for personalized pricing without adequate disclosure or consent. Interestingly, regarding the latter scenario, the FTC explained that personalized pricing could implicate Section 5 based on data privacy grounds, noting that businesses face risk if they base personalized prices on data they obtained without securing the consumer's consent or verifying that consumers provided such consent. Generally speaking, the statement is grounded in the FTC's broad assertion that it is consumers' reasonable expectation that the price they see for a product or service is the same price that any other consumer at the same place and time would see. While the FTC acknowledges that consumers may expect price variation in certain contexts, such as based on supply and demand, regional differences, or consumer risk, the statement posits that many consumers do not understand the extent of data they generate that is available to companies or how the rise of data-driven personalized pricing has the potential to transform our history of relatively limited variation in pricing from one consumer to the next. Against this backdrop, the FTC states that it intends to enforce the law aggressively against any deceptive or unfair personalized pricing practices that violate Section 5 of the FTC Act or any other law enforced by the Commission. The statement offers several key takeaways, including the following highlights. As a threshold point, the statement emphasizes that the Commission does not have broad authority to ban personalized pricing. Congress has not given the Commission the authority to prohibit personalized pricing in all circumstances. FTC Chairman Andrew Ferguson reiterated this point in the press release regarding the statement. The FTC does not have the legal authority to ban personalized pricing in all circumstances. 3. Accordingly, the FTC, at least during this administration, likely will not attempt to regulate personalized pricing through rulemaking authority but will rather use traditional enforcement tools, much like has occurred in the non-compete space. 4. It further indicates that the FTC's actions with regard to personalized pricing will be an additional risk for companies to consider rather than potentially preemptive of the emerging patchwork of state laws governing personalized/dynamic pricing. While the statement is focused on Section 5 of the FTC Act, the statement repeatedly says that the Commission also will deploy any other law enforced by the Commission to address unlawful personalized pricing practices. The Commission identifies two other laws specifically that may be implicated in future enforcement actions: the Restore Online Shoppers' Confidence Act, 15 U.S.C. Sections 8401 through 840.